it was good to get the first goal. It's not the be-all and end-all. It's we've shown good character by coming from behind in so many games. And tonight we won with a clean sheet, which is good. And there was periods of the game in the second half where we, when we went 2-0 up, we went ultra on the possession because we've been victims of dominating games and not winning them because we want to entertain too much. And we felt that the need to keep possession and play with a certain amount of caution. Pleased for Aaron, he was an assist and a goal, and it's good for Aaron because he's come back and he's had a hard time with bereavement, and I'm delighted for Aaron to come back in and do so well. But for everyone, you know, Dean Jarvis was sensational, running Curtis. You could see, if you go through all the individuals in the team, one thing we're giving our supporters is commitment, and every single one of them, if you go through them individually, they all give everything they have, and that's testament to the boys that they are. Yeah, it is. I think we go now to Galway on Monday, and I just hope that they water the pitch, because it's a big thing for me that you've got fantastic stadium, which Galway have and Sligo have, and those have been our last two away games, and the pitch wasn't watered and it was very difficult to entertain, and we must be mindful that the supporters are the most important part, and you need to have a stage to produce quality football. And if they don't water the pitch, I'm told that they're doing it, especially when a lot of clubs are doing it when they play Derry because of the way we play. But we're here to entertain, and tonight you could see that, and you can see it in all of our games. That's a priority in our play, to try and entertain and perform well. And then if you win, it's a fantastic bonus. So, no, we've got to make sure that pitches are right and ready. No point in have all four coat, all that sort of stuff. I want to teach them the right way, and I feel we're doing that. We're teaching our players about playing with expression and freedom of play, and you can see it in every game, even the games we've lost against Bray, for example, 3-2 here. The football was exciting, and it was what people want to see. And I just apologise for the last 15 minutes tonight where we put a little bit more caution into our game because we needed to win and we needed to not go gung-ho. So we just kept possession and kept possession to try and get us over the line, and it worked okay.
Nathan Kenny will say it's only 3 points, but it must be a great boost for players.
It's a big lift. The way we played, hunting the ball down, the wee bit of fights back that we had the first few games of the season, and defensively we were strong. And thankfully we got off to a good start scoring us. We've went behind 8 times this year, and it was great to finally go ahead with.
Kenny, obviously big on the clean sheet, as Jared Doherty would be too, but another 2 or 3 goals wouldn't have flattered you?
No, not really. Good to get a clean sheet for the defenders, like for everybody. It's a boost. Just getting that old feeling like somebody scoring against you, like it's happened a lot this year. It's not nice, like, and if you dig yourself out, it's hard, even harder. Like, but we made it easier for ourselves tonight, and we worked hard, and finally we got the 3 points.
First half hour was kind of tough to watch in parts because they weren't really letting you do too much.
No, we didn't get off. It wasn't a great start. No, it was a bit scrappy, high balls, headers, and tackles. But in previous games, teams would have got goals against us and ran over the top of us. We get the foot on the night. There's a bit more bite, thankfully, thank God. But and it was a better performance all around.
It was brilliant to get the 3 points tonight. After the last few games, we just wanted to keep a clean sheet because we were leaking goals. And but the boys were brilliant tonight, tight at the back and clinical in front of the goal.
Derry's problem in recent games has been making loads of chances but just not getting the ball over the line.
That's it. The boys have been trying their hardest up front, and it's just not falling for them at times, but we're creating so many chances, so if we weren't doing that, that's when you start to worry. And we were just kind of getting caught in a wee sucker punch at the end, like. But frankly the goal went in now for myself, and then Aaron finished it up with him, like.
Kenny talked earlier about trying too hard to entertain. You agree with that?
I don't know, because we're trying to play right style of football. Like even tonight, we didn't create as much chances. We tried to just stay solid, and it kind of worked for us, and I ended up like. But I agree and disagree at the same time.
You're relying on a lot of people like Barry McNamee, and now Aaron McAniff's been involved in an awful lot of stuff that's been good for Derry in recent games. He played a blinder this evening.
He's played well in there. It's good to get him back after he's lost in the family, like, and his head was on it tonight, and I'm delighted for him getting the goal. Like, nearly messed up with the pen, like the Curtis running the box, like, but it's good to get the goal and 3 points. He's been playing brilliant.